There was an attack by armed opposition groups while we were there, and there was a state of lawlessness in general, a lot of banditry, and there was continuing violence against refugee women and girls who are living in eastern Chad in refugee camps. The most we can say is that every time they leave their camps, either to collect firewood or to fetch water or to go to a farm or to go to visit their families, they are attacked by either bandits or men from villages or unknown individuals, and a lot of them are victims of rape, and many of these cases are not reported. The perpetrator is never found out or never goes to court.
Now, we know this situation has existed for a long time. If that's the case, why has no protection been provided? Or if protection has been provided, why has it not been effective?
The situation in eastern Chad in general is very delicate. The security situation is very precarious. The UN agencies and the mission there, the MINURCAT, they're not able so far to cover all the areas. Even the human rights units, they don't have access to all the camps, especially the internally displaced camps. There's a plan to start patrols to protect women next year. However, these have not started. One of the problems they might face is that it is quite impossible, like it is the case in Darfur, to kind of control the path that the women might take. The patrols will be over a certain area, but the cases of rape or assault are very individual. Sometimes the women get out in groups in order to protect themselves, and still they do get raped out there.
Is there violence within the refugee camps as well?
Yes, that is a big problem. What we witnessed ourselves when the armed groups attacked the east of Chad and we were there is that people are scared of banditry, especially after attacks by armed groups, because the members of the armed groups turn into bandits and they often go through the camps. On another level, the levels of domestic violence is increasing. There is insecurity inside the camps. And there are many cases that we ourselves were able to take testimonies from women for, where these women either had indecent proposals by teachers at school, so the girls were not sent to school any longer, or girls were raped inside the camp by an inhabitant of the camp, or sometimes even workers in NGOs operating inside these camps.
So why is security a problem within the camps?
The problem remains the security in general, that right now the east of Chad is abandoned and the MINURCAT is not able to provide a proactive protection. The patrols are not enough. There is the DIS, which is the unit that was created on a national level in order to bring some security to the camps. But these have also a lot of problems. They face a lack of equipment, a lack of men. And again, these camps are quite abandoned on their own.
Are you able to determine just how many of the more than 100,000 women and girls in the Eastern Chad have been attacked?
It's very hard to establish this because a lot of cases are not reported. You have to remember, it is a societal taboo to speak about rape amongst Darfuri women. It means they have no access to health facilities or to the services they need once they are raped.
What recommendations is Amnesty making?
For the government to make sure that women's and girls' rights to equality is respected, that the cases of sexual assault are reported and are taken to court, that they are investigated properly and they are punished. We are asking that MINURCAT increases its patrols and also all the organizations on the ground. This is also a call for the international community, that they need to give more support to MINURCAT, that the organizations on the ground raise awareness amongst these women that they do have a right to go to court. They do have a right to report that they were raped and to have access to all the services they need.